My message to you is simply this. Who do you belong to? And some of you can answer that. But maybe someone here tonight can't answer that question. Maybe someone watching online can't fully answer that question. See, when you know who you belong to, then you know how to stand, how to fight, how to press in, how to go forward, how to overcome, how to live a life knowing that God is faithful. But you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And that's been clearly the focus tonight through the testimonies and in our time of praise and worship. Who do you belong to? Who do you represent? Maybe some of you tonight, you feel like you are your own self-made man or self-made woman. There's a lot of that that's going on right now. This idea that you belong to yourself in your own thinking, in your own ways, in your own way of reasoning or intellectualism. We talked about it a little earlier this afternoon in our 1 o'clock service, how there's this almost this own way of believing and thinking that whatever I think of myself is important, and that's the only thing that matters. It's my own reasoning, my own thought, my own career, my own education, my own knowledge that I've come to understand in my own personal journey. And what I think of myself, that's all that matters. But that way of thinking is selfish. And that way of thinking will still leave you in a place where you're empty. True identity is found in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Listen to me. Every step of your journey, you have to fight. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Every step of the way, there's a challenge that you have to face. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
And here in New York City, it's not easy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, you will always struggle to figure out a new way how to fight each day. But when you have your identity in Christ Jesus, there's only one way to fight. It's to stand and watch God fight your battles. But you can't stand and trust God if you don't know that you belong to Him. And if you don't understand what it looks like to belong to Jesus Christ, well, let me answer that question. Let me clear up that thought pattern. Jesus Christ came and died on a cross. He died for all of our sins. He laid down His life. He paid the sin debt that we owed. 2,000 years ago, He came and lived the life that we couldn't live. He came to rescue you. He came to set you free. He came that you might have life and life more abundantly. He came so that you and I wouldn't be here on this earth as orphans without an identity, trying each and every day to figure out who you are. Just like you heard from Hadassah, one moment you're Puerto Rican, the next moment you're Native Indian, and it's never enough. And man is always trying to label you, to give you an identity, and sometimes you run with it, and sometimes you realize that's not the identity that you want. And you keep trying different things in order to go forward. But when you have an identity in Christ Jesus, you are able to stand in the peace of who God says you are. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is a story about a young man named David in the Old Testament. And many of us who have gone to church a couple of times in our lives, we all know the story of David and Goliath. Or maybe someone here today has never heard of the story of David and Goliath. Well, I'm going to give you a quick snapshot of a young kid who knew who he was. And he knew who he belonged to. He was a shepherd boy. And he lived his life watching sheep. But he really didn't consider himself a shepherd. He considered himself as a child of the King of Kings, God. He loved God so much that he would sing songs out in the fields. He was a songwriter. And God recognized David as his son. And God elevated David from being a shepherd boy to one day being a king. But that was a process. See, there was a day when David's dad asked him to bring some food to his older brothers who served in the army of Israel. And when he showed up one day to bring them food, he noticed that his brothers and all of the other soldiers were all standing in one line. And they were standing there waiting for the enemy to show up on the other side of the mountain. And there was a valley that separated them. And all of a sudden, on the other side of the hill, this giant shows up. His name is Goliath. Some of y'all know the Bible. He stood roughly about 10 feet tall. He had a huge spear and sword with this armor on. He's a giant. And he stepped forward and he would challenge the entire army. Anybody want to fight me? And Goliath represented darkness. Goliath represents deception. Goliath represents the enemy. Goliath represents the one who wants to belittle you, to keep you chained in guilt and shame, feeling less than, feeling like you have no purpose. And Goliath steps out and says, "None of you all can fight me. I'm the man. I'm the boss. Everyone has to bow to me. Send somebody out to fight me." The scripture even gives us a moment where when Goliath stepped out, the Israelite army stepped back. Except for one person who knew who he belonged to. Now you got to picture this with me. You got to picture this entire Israelite army in all of their armor and spears and swords, all standing. You would think that they know who they belong to. But then there's this one kid in some raggedy clothes and a slingshot and some food in his hands that he still owed to his brothers. And I picture this whole army stepping back, and there is this kid David staring at Goliath. You see, when you know who you belong to, you can stare the enemy right in the face without fear. And scripture tells us that after Goliath mouthed off a little bit, he turned to his brothers and to everybody, whoever was closest to him. He said, Who is this? Who is he? Who is this that disrespects the God that I represent, the God who represents me? Because when you know who you belong to, there is a courage and there's a boldness, there's a strength that rises up in your heart because of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. When you know who you belong to, when you know who you belong to, you're able to face the greatest of challenges. When you know who you belong to, you know that before you even get into a fight, you have the victory in the name of Jesus. Let me fast forward a little bit for the sake of time. He makes so much noise. He's so bold. He's so confident in who he is in God that it creates a stir amongst the army of Israel. So much that it gets to the king, Saul. Hey, king, a couple of guys come to king. There's this kid, David, who says he's going to fight Goliath if he has to. Whoa, really? Whoa, bring him here. David shows up, sees the king. Yeah, I'm him. I'm ready to shut him up right now. King Saul says, okay, cool. Well, you know what? You're so brave. You're such a cute little kid. How about you wear my armor? I've got some armor for you. And then, you know, David kindly, courtesy, maybe, I don't know. He puts on the armor and he just can't even move with it on. Because when you know who you belong to, you know what doesn't fit you. And you're not concerned about making a good impression with men and women in your life, because when you belong to Jesus, you know that you reflect him. And you are complete knowing that you look like your Father in heaven. And right there in that moment, you stop searching for an identity that is given to you because simply of what your boyfriend might tell you, or your girlfriend might tell you, or what your boss says that you need to do in life, or what some professor who doesn't know your God tries to tell you that you should do and how you should study. When you know who you belong to, your decisions are connected directly to the throne of grace, and where God will guide you and God will lead you. And if all you know how to do is whip up a slingshot, then that's what you're gonna do. And God is gonna strengthen you and keep you to do great things. Who do you belong to? So he takes off the armor. He said, look, I'm just going to get a couple of stones from my favorite river where I normally go to. They're really smooth. They sit right under the water, and God just kind of just washes them and cleans them, and they work perfect for my slingshot. And I'm going to go back, and I'm going to face this guy Goliath. And I just want to just read this to you real quick, which is really awesome, because I can't just simply just go off, you know, and try to express this without giving you the exact thing that happened in this moment. And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 41, and the Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine Goliath looked and saw David, he disdained him. He hated him. He was disgusted because he expected that David was supposed to look a certain way. The world wants you to look a certain way when you come ready for the fight. But when I come and stand in front of my enemies, I look exactly the way God wants me to look. He hated him because David was nothing but a youth. Scripture says he was ruddy, which means he wasn't even kind of well put together at all. But God loves using people that don't look well put together. Don't be deceived in thinking that in order for you to get close to God, in order for you to receive Jesus, you got to put yourself together. God is very attracted to people who are not well put together. Goliath hated him, disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field. He talks a whole lot of junk. That's exactly what the devil attempts to do. Talk a whole lot of junk. Say a whole lot of mess that doesn't mean nothing when you know who you belong to. Verse 45, I want you to go home and study this later if you have a Bible. Then David said to the Philistine, because when you know who you belong to, you have the final say. David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin. It's basically saying, you come to me with that stuff that's just materialistic. You come to me with that stuff that cannot harm who I am in Christ Jesus. He says, you come to me with this, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you knowing who I belong to, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. He keeps talking because we got a whole lot more to say than what the enemy has to say. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down, cut off your head. I'm not done. I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air. I'm not done. And to the wild beasts of the earth, I'm not done. So that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. So that the world might know who I belong to. So that everyone around me might know I belong to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The earth is going to know that there is a God in Israel. David's still not done. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hand. Listen to me. When you know who you belong to, the battle is no longer yours. It's the Lord's. Your struggle with sin is no longer yours. It's the Lord Jesus who went to the cross and bore your sin, died for you, defeated sin and death on an old rugged cross. Two pieces of wood put together was all it took for Jesus to fight your battle so that you might know who you belong to. If you would put your faith in Jesus and believe, you'll be able to face every Goliath that keeps coming your way. And when you know who you belong to, giants have to fall. The giants of addiction have to fall. The giant of loneliness has to fall. The giant of depression has to fall. The giant of lust has to fall. The giant of anger has to fall. The giant of unforgiveness has to fall. When you look to Jesus and you receive his forgiveness that's offered to you because of the finished work of the cross, giants have to fall. And you'll be able to say the right things, do the right things. There will be no convincing from the enemy to bring you to a place of defeat. It will be no longer impossible for you to fail. It is a win. It is amazing the picture that we get. A shepherd boy who is standing in front of the Philistine army and a giant in his face, and he's comfortable letting that giant know, I'm gonna cut off your head today, bro. And then after your head's cut off, the wild beasts, the animals, yeah, the ones that you were talking to me about that are going to eat off my body. No. You don't seem to understand because I'm not of this world. I've got eternal life. So there's going to be no wild animals eating off of my body, only you. And we know the end of this amazing story. My young brother David pulled out that slingshot. Goliath got all worked up. Thought he could just charge David. Big mistake to come running at him like that. All that momentum did was help that stone. I picture him grabbing the biggest stone in his pouch, the size of a softball, laying it in that leather strap, folding it over, you know? Slingshots ain't like them little ones that look like a Y. Not 2,000 years ago. They didn't look like the little Y. You know, the little, we call them pea shooters. No. These were softball-sized stones. And that slingshot and the strap was long on each end, so you had to fold it over like that. And so David coming down off that hill, getting a running start, I firmly believe that David was a lot faster than Goliath. And he's coming down that hill, whipping that thing faster and faster and faster and faster, not in his own strength, but in the strength of the Lord, because he knows who he belongs to. So even as he's whipping this up, he's not concerned how the fight is going to be. He's not concerned whether the victory is going to be his or not. There's no room for doubt because he knows who he belongs to. There's no fear in his heart because he knows who he belongs to. There's no hesitation to move forward because he knows who he belongs to. And he slings that stone and drops the enemy, hits him right between the eyes. That stone was embedded in his forehead. laid him out. But he wasn't done. He was going to stay true to the word that God gave him. He wasn't talking out of his own pride. When you know who you belong to, there's no more room for pride, which means what I say comes directly from the throne of grace. So if the head of the enemy has to come off, it has to come off. Because it represents who God is. It represents the word of the Lord, where Christ said that he was going to crush the head of the serpent. And so the head comes off. No more Goliath. No more with the enemy. Because it's a finished work. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He defeated death once and for all. Goliath has been laid out. And I don't know what your Goliath is tonight, but I want you to come to a place right now where you say, "God, I'm all in. I'm fully surrendered. I've been searching for an identity. I've tried to find it in my job. I've tried to find it in my education. I've tried to find it in relationships. I've tried to find it in money. I've tried to find it in all these material things. I surrender. God, receive me unto yourself, that I may know in faith that I belong to you. That I may know, because of what you did for me on the cross, I am a new person. I'm no longer searching anymore, trying to figure out who I am." You belong to Jesus tonight. Stand up with me. Can I pray with you? Tonight, you belong to Jesus. Tonight, you belong to Jesus. Tonight, you belong to Jesus. From the balcony to the main floor, tonight, you belong to Jesus. If I'm speaking to you right now, I want you to come up here because I want to pray with you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Tonight, you belong to Jesus. Tonight you belong to Jesus. Tonight you belong to Jesus. Nothing else, nobody else. Goliath has to fall tonight. You belong to Jesus. Come on. Don't hesitate. Come on. Take your friend's hand if you need to. Take your brother's hand. Take your sister's hand. Your husband, your wife, your girlfriend. Tonight, Goliath has to fall in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I declare freedom right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I pray right now for healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's all right, folks. That's the move of the Holy Spirit now in the name of Jesus. Saints, I'm going to ask you to pray. Every believer, every spirit-filled believer, I need you to pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You belong to Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 There's still time. You come up here. We're going to worship the Lord. But you belong to Jesus tonight. You're not going to stare at Goliath anymore. He's come to his end. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
See, no one has to walk out of here tonight asking that question, who am I? You don't have to go out still trying to figure out who you are. You're a son of the living God. You are a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You belong to Jesus. If you would just but receive, just say yes to God. Church, extend your hand to these wonderful brothers and sisters that are here. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I believe. Repeat this. Heavenly Father, I believe. I believe in your son, Jesus. I believe he died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. Forgive me. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me and make me whole. Make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Savior. Right now, I belong to you. Never the same again. I know who I am. I am yours. And you are mine. My Savior. And my healer. The healer of my heart. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Prayer team, could you just get to someone real quick? Make sure you're with someone. Rest a hand on their shoulder. Church, extend your hand one more time. We're almost done. We're going to pray. We're going to pray right now, believing that what you have experienced is eternal. In Christ Jesus, we have this wonderful gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I want to say to you, the journey in Christ Jesus requires the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to believe in faith to receive the Holy Spirit as your helper, as a comforter. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you and teach you. The Holy Spirit is going to bring to your remembrance every truth that you have in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is going to empower you. Empower you. Begin to pray now. Every voice matters right now in the name of Jesus. Every voice lifted up right now in the name of Jesus. Every voice lifted up right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Every voice lifted up in the name of Jesus. Every voice lifted up now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. Because God, you have all power and all authority. You, oh God, are our Redeemer in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now for salvation. I thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God. Now fill right now. Fill every heart, Lord God. Renew minds now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Now move in the name of Jesus. Every addiction broken in the name of Jesus. Lord God, every stronghold broken now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, I thank you for healing. I pray that you would heal now every wounded heart. You would heal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Everyone, look up here at me. When the Spirit of the Lord moves, He sets the captives free. Listen, there is victory in the name of Jesus. The enemy loses. We win. We win. Scripture tells us that all who call on the name of Jesus will be saved. So as you go out, call on the name of Jesus and watch what He does if you believe in faith. Lord God, I pray that You would keep my brothers and sisters tonight safely from harm and danger. I thank You for Your presence. I thank You for Your Spirit. Devil, You have no place in the lives of God's people. So I pray victory right now in the name of Jesus. I pray freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank You for moving in this meeting. I pray the joy of the Lord be our strength. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Glory to Your name.